office, and some twerp is looking at you strangely, looking through you, sort of, as if you weren't there. When he leaves, you think, that guy thinks I'm a short-termer. He thinks this is the departure lounge, a little punk. You go around your desk and sit in the chair where the kid just was, an involuntary sigh. Retire? What the hell will become of me? Last one. You're at a party. A pretty woman goes by, not that young, maybe 38, and she looks through you, too. Just does not see you, as if you were dead, as if you were 60. Same thing, that night in the dark again. 60. I'm gonna be 60 years old. In the morning, you suck it up, go to work, do your job. Just like the last 30 years. But it's there, man. It's there all the time. I'm gonna turn 60. What's to become of me? As if I didn't know. But guess what? You don't know. The point of this program is that you do not know, and you have the wrong picture in your head. You know what it meant for your old man and his father, for your mentor and a few billion other guys, but the rules are changing right now, and your prospects are different. Quite different. Harry, that's Henry S. Lodge, M.D., my doctor, my co-author, my pal, is going to give you enough of the new evolutionary biology in his section.